A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 36 through 43. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." Jesus said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. All kinds of people were attracted to Jesus. When he taught in public, he was usually surrounded by a large crowd pressing in and trying to get close to him. His compelling stories and the authority with which he taught attracted women and men, children from all walks of life. Some were truth seekers. Some simply wanted to satisfy their curiosity, and others wanted a good magic show. But once the crowd went home, Jesus retreated to the household, an inner, more intimate space, where the disciples trusted that they could ask him about the things that confounded them. Their experience taught them that Jesus' stories were pregnant with meaning, waiting to be born. The disciples heard what the crowd heard, and now was their opportunity to test their ears. "Jesus, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." Jesus is straightforward and unambiguous as he reiterates the lesson, the spiritual lesson, embedded in the parable. The Son of Man sows the children of the kingdom in the world. The devil sows children of the evil one in the world. In the end, God will sort what is good and what is evil. Evil will be consumed by fire, and good will shine like the sun forever. Jesus concludes with his signature ending, "Whoever has ears ought to hear." Likely the disciples had that knowing feeling that another familiar part of the world was about to be set on end. To hear Jesus means former ways of understanding are uprooted, and old ways of being are radically transformed. Standing alone. Today's spiritual lesson is stark. Good and evil coexist in the same world. However, the lesson is not complete. God's story is bigger. Thus, if you have ears to hear, hear. Human beings are endowed with the sacred and absolute freedom to choose between good and evil. No matter the depth of darkness, the divine spark within each human will not die. It is this reality that allowed Viktor Frankl, a survivor of the Nazi death camps in World War II, to not only survive, but speak his conviction, born of his experience in the death camp, that no matter the brutality of this world, no matter what is stripped away, our human freedom to choose who I will be in any given moment and how I will respond in any given situation can never be taken away. In the deepest, trying moments of our lives, when we are tempted to the limits of our strength, to believe and despair that we have no choice for good, we need to remember what Viktor Frankl discovered, that we are bearers of the divine, the God who is only and always love. Whatever is stripped away from me, that divine holy presence seeks and longs to express itself in my choice, in the great and the small things of every ordinary day. My choice, my human freedom, that love and the choice for love can never be taken away.